It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. So glad to have you with us live from the Greater Chamber of New York Business Fair today here in Midtown Manhattan. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right. Tapping off a big full day that my flagship station has been involved with here in New York City, where today, live broadcast from the business fair of the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce, we've got a big hour. Google, healthcare, elections 2018, and a lot from Washington, D.C. Don't go away.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let her say what she has to say, and let's see how it all comes out. But they've delayed it a week, and they have to get on with it.
That's the president from his big rally last night. And friends, there's a couple of observations I got to make about that. His rallies are growing in number. I don't know if you noticed this or not. He's not turning out, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 7,000. He's getting 18 to 20 to 25,000, 30,000 people out to some of these rallies when he's out there now. And there's a bit of momentum that I think is starting to build for the red wave, maybe not to take a big lead in the House or whatever, but maybe to hold the line. And it's going to be interesting to see. I think that the Republicans in the Senate are in pretty good shape. I think that they may pick up multiple seats. And it's really where the fight's going to come down to it is in the House. And friend, if you're not convinced that you need to be voting, listen to the show this hour. We've got so much to deal with. Kayleigh McEnany will join us from Washington, D.C. Brooke Singman from Fox News, their chief political reporter, is going to weigh in on two new developments with the Kavanaugh hearings. Chaz Ciccone is going to be here. He's the one that invented that handy little technology that you've heard me talk about in the past called the New York RX card. And really, what it does to help your family is just amazing. What it does to help your business is even more. But he's here live. And then Google has some problematic developments that have been now made public in a way that they worked against the interest of the public. And maybe the argument now is that they're a monopoly and need to be busted up. You keep acting in an antitrust fashion against the public of the United States. Maybe it's time that we do that. I'm not sure. We'll see. But I want to get to the big story of the day today, which is still the focus on the next Supreme Court position to be filled. And I firmly believe, I believed it from the beginning. I have a wager with Frank Morano that is still in play. Judge Kavanaugh will become Justice Kavanaugh, and I believe it will be sooner rather than later. And here's the interesting development that happened earlier today. If you're just joining us, President Trump decided to roll up his sleeves and go to battle today. He went on offense, asking Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, to provide a police report. Because he said in his Twitter, in which he announced it, he said, surely if something had that kind of impact, that then they would have gone and filed a report. And if she didn't do it, because, she's 15-year-olds, they're sometimes scared, intimidated. I totally get that. But if her parents knew about it, that certainly they would have gone and filed a police report. So he's asking, if there is a police report, will you please make that available? And then he went on offense against the Democrats and said, why on earth did you wait to make this public? It's a real sharp change of tone after several days of very kind of markedly reserved statements, and it's kind of an unleashed torrent in defense of his Supreme Court nominee. And I take exception with Mike Gallagher, who I heard this morning saying that he kind of wished he hadn't done this. I like this move by the president. He needs to go to war for Brett Kavanaugh. This is and he needed he shouldn't have done it before now, but now's the right time because the invitations were given, the patience was extended, the opportunity to come forward and to get your story straight and to tell us whatever it is you want to tell us. You can't tell us a time and a place and a date, and you're not even sure of who was in the room or how many people were there, all the rest of it. But whatever you want to tell us, whatever you feel like you need to tell us, now's the time to tell us. And you shouldn't have to, like, you know, if you thought it was big enough deal to send a letter to your congresswoman and to a senator, and you waited all this time to come forward, and you thought this was the time to do it. If it's a big enough deal to insert this little hand grenade into this process without much of any evidence or proof, then just be prepared to come and tell us what you told the Washington Post. That's not too much to ask. But what seems to be happening is that you've got this real sense that there is a change now. That there and I tweeted about this earlier today because I sense that this isn't being done in a vacuum. I'll ask Kayleigh McEnany about that in the next segment. This is not I sense that this is not being done in a vacuum. I sense that there is some evidence maybe that Republicans have that kind of prove Kavanaugh's innocence, or that there is there's polling data out there that shows that the American people are you know, increasingly seeing what this is and have made up their mind increasingly that they are siding with the judge. In fact, one of the things that I find to be really kind of interesting that nobody's bringing up is that what you have with the Democrats and their willingness to say, well, you know, we don't want to make her testify and she shouldn't have to testify if she doesn't want to. Like, after she begged for the right to testify, all of a sudden they come, like, well, why wouldn't you? If you think this is going to be as damaging to the nominee as what you're obviously hoping it is, since you're all opposing him anyway, why wouldn't you want that out there? Is there something there that is not adding up? And I think I sense that there is that both sides went into high investigative mode as soon as this thing came out. So the Republicans were looking for things, and Democrats were looking for things, and they're probably looking for different things. But my hunch is that the tone you see changing with Trump today is because there's either evidence that inoculates Kavanaugh against this charge entirely. And if that is going to come out in the hearing, it may come out under cross-examination of Ford, et cetera, et cetera. Or they feel so strongly about how the American people are responding to this that they're sensing that the American people want this to be dealt with and moved on from. And so the president's giving them the flyover cover. He's saying, hey, you don't have to negotiate with them. Now, if they want to negotiate with them and let her come later in the week or whatever, if that's what, and I'll ask Brooke Singman about that when she stops in a little bit. But what I'm sensing is that he's got permission. He's giving them permission through a kind of signal here by going on offense, that he's willing to take all the bullets and all the flack and all the rest of it, and he's giving them the okay, go ahead and push through the vote on Monday. And that's a little bit about where we're at as we sit right now. He tweeted earlier today, I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement. I ask that she bring those either from her parents or her own filings so that we can learn date, time, and place. He later said, Judge Kavanaugh is a fine man with an impeccable reputation who is under assault by radical left-wing politicians who don't want to know the answers. They want to destroy and delay. Facts don't seem to matter. I go through this with them every single day in Washington, D.C. And I think that's quite legitimate. He then went on to say Senator Feinstein and the Democrats held the letter for months, only to release it with a bang after the hearings were over, done very purposefully to obstruct, resist, and delay. Let her testify or not, take the vote. Then he said the radical left lawyers that want the FBI to get involved now, why didn't someone call the FBI 36 years ago? All of these, I think, make a ton of sense. And it's the president on offense. And I think that he knows some things. And what we know and what he knows are probably different. I think he knows stuff before we do. I'm going to be interested to see where this goes this weekend. And then I'm really going to be interested to see what happens on Monday, because I have a feeling that they might just have that hearing and they just might vote to confirm him, or at least send it to the full Senate. We'll ask our experts, Kayleigh McEnany, Brooke Singman, Chez Ciccone, all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck
in traffic? We've got the answer.
Take a stroll around the five boroughs of New York City on this Friday evening. Bruckner Expressway westbound in the Bronx at 149th Street. That's an accident being cleared. Northbound side of the Bronx River Parkway, we're slow from the Cross Bronx Expressway up towards Gun Hill Road. Deegan northbound slows RFK Tri-Borough to the Cross Bronx. Southbound Van Cortlandt Park down to the Cross Bronx, we're slow. And we're looking at delays here on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bruckner to the George Washington Bridge and eastbound off the bridge right out towards the vicinity of Webster Avenue. In Brooklyn, on the BQE eastbound Atlantic Avenue, a crash being cleared. Belt Parkway westbound at Coney Island Avenue, that's a collision being cleared. In Manhattan, FDR Drive northbound, that's a slow go as you go north of 23rd Street right up to the George Washington Bridge. Westside Highway northbound slows from the 50s up to the George Washington Bridge. In Queens, on the LIE traveling eastbound, we're jammed up from the BQE right out to the Cross Island Parkway. And on the BQE eastbound at Broadway, getting reports of an accident in the center lane. And on the Staten Island Expressway westbound, we're jammed up from the Verrazano right to the Goffles Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
This week on Champions of Justice, Perry Mason makes an appearance.
If you did not kill Davenport, why did you dig that grave 2 days in advance?
It's Lawyers in Your Living Room with author Michael Asimow talking about law shows on TV, the pros and cons. Join Tom Girardi and Jim O'Callaghan for a fascinating look at TV lawyers through the years. Who's your favorite? Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, Kevin McCullough live from the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce Business Fair today. It's been so much fun to interact with so many good businesses. And we're still carrying through on our today's salute to Staten Island. We got a fun fact for you. It's coming up. I'm going to tell you what you could very possibly have the chance to answer with Joe Piscopo in just a second. But I want to tell you about Empire State Bank because they've got locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. You got a lot of banking choices, but none that deliver that personal touch that you will experience like you will at Empire State Bank. They take your business personally. So here you go. Listen Monday morning, 7:40 on the Joe Piscopo Show, and you have at least a 1 in 20 chance that he will in some way ask this question, unless he decides not to, and then that's up to him. But I'm thinking that he's probably going to answer or ask this question because management told him if he didn't ask the question that I said he was going to ask, that they're going to come in and give him noogies during the morning show. So it's at least a 1 in 20 chance that he'll read it. But if you get it right, you're going to win the $25 gift card from Modell Sporting Goods, 3 locations on Staten Island, and everybody knows you got to go to Moe's. All the daily winners will be eligible to win a grand prize of 2 tickets to attend the New Year's Eve gala at the Nicotra's Ballroom at the Hilton Garden Inn. That's valued at more than $400. And here's Monday's trivia question right now. You got to be listening at 7:40. Joe Piscopo. Again, 1 in 20 chance, or he gets noogies from management. Here's the question. What Academy Award-winning film was shot on Staten Island? People probably didn't know that there was such a thing. So you got to get that Google going. You got to get that Bing going. You got to go look up this answer. What Academy Award-winning film was shot on Staten Island? Listen, Monday morning, Joe Piscopo, 7:40, at least a 1 in 20 chance he may ask that very same question. And if he does, you've got the answer at your fingertips. What Academy Award-winning film was shot on Staten Island? Joe Piscopo, Monday morning, 7:40, only on AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Better to keep her eye on the swamp
Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand and set her loose. National spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, Kayleigh McEnany. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let her say what she has to say and let's see how it all comes out. But they've delayed it a week and they have to get on with it.
That was the president last night at his rally. Another packed house, I might add. Everybody's talking about blue waves. You know what? I'm going to be like really someone way out standing in the cornfield all by myself like I was on election night in 16 when I said he was going to win the Rust Belt and drew up the map 2 or 3 days before and said this is how he's going to do it. I may still be that guy this year. I don't know. But I just feel like I'm hearing different things. It's like people are looking at the same information and they're coming up with completely different ideas. I'm interested to get my next guest's thoughts on that. Kayleigh McEnany needs no introduction. She is a Harvard-educated lawyer. She knows the law inside and out, but she also understands the underbelly of the media and political scene as well, and she rejoins us. Kayleigh, we missed you, by the way, last night at Dr. Gina's New York launch. I know that you'll probably be at the Washington, D.C. version of that either tonight or tomorrow night, but we did miss you last night, and even your good friend Jessica Tarlov, one of our favorite liberals, was hanging out in the room, and we were having that very discussion, how the two different sides view these upcoming midterms.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's very different views on the two sides, and, you know, for us at the RNC, we do recognize history is against us. This is just a fact, and, you know, we will lose seats in the House. That is also a fact. It's just maintaining our majorities, which is the goal, and, you know, some of our polling suggests that Republicans just aren't as energized, and we cannot allow that to happen. And I think if we go out there in the next 2 months with a cohesive message, and that is a message of economic well-being that's going to be snatched away by the left if Nancy Pelosi takes over the House, the deregulation stops in part, as do the middle-class tax cuts. Those will be rolled back, as Pelosi said. We can't allow that to happen. I think if we make that articulate message, we can pull off wins on some of these nail-biters, races in North Dakota and Missouri and Montana, where we have real chances of Republican victory.
Well, what's interesting about what you just said is that there's also a series of polls that have been coming out over the last few days that have started to poll the Kavanaugh question. And people going from registered voter to likely voter for the GOP has increased on average in those polls about 3 to 8%, depending on the poll. So there's some kind of irritation that this process is starting to really nestle down into the underbelly of Republican voters. And it may just be the very thing that they say, we can't let this cabal like come away with, you know, the other side of this. Anyway, let's talk about that for a second. The president was busy today. He put out a tweet this morning in which he, and I thought quite politely, asked for any police filings that there may have been filed at the time when Dr. Ford says that the event took place. But I tweeted just a little while ago on his tweet this morning, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Two thoughts about his tweet. Number one, the GOP has poll numbers that I just made reference to, that they've seen some sort of evidence that this is energizing their base to defend Kavanaugh, to defend his integrity, to stand up for him, to do the things that, you know, we typically are a little too sensitive to do in these types of accusations. And number two, I think he has given a real clear sign to the judiciary to play hardball on Monday, come hell or high water, vote to confirm and move forward. This drag along game, now they want to do it on Thursday, seems like he's saying, no, go ahead and lower the boom now. And do you think that's done on evidence that they're seeing in polls, or do you think it's just a hunch that he has? What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I think the president knows this is a man of character, knows and believes the 100 or so odd women who are standing behind him, quite literally 75 of them on a stage today supporting Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, in his gut, he believes this is a man of character who should be confirmed. But number two, absolutely, when you talk about the polls, last week, Fox News poll came out, and in Missouri, for example, where Claire McCaskill has already declared she won't support the nominee, her voters, those persuadable voters, have said we are by a 2-to-1 margin more likely to oppose her if she opposes Judge Kavanaugh. Yep. Similar numbers in Indiana as well. The polling indicates stand tough on this one. You know, with most of our voters don't believe in a situation where you can be accused of something 35 years ago with absolutely zero detail, no corroborating witness and evidence. The accuser doesn't even have to come forth and share her statement publicly. Most people don't believe a career should be derailed on that thin of evidence. They want her to be heard, but they also don't want a man smeared by a false allegation.
So last night, one of those parts of that conversation I had with Jessica was, and she was asking me, she was like, well, why won't you guys just, like, if she wants to come Thursday, just let her come Thursday. It's just another couple of days. And I said, you know what? That's just time that they're using to try to figure out what to do next. I said, this entire case has started to come apart at the seams. And I'm not saying that that she could. Ed Whalen put out something today that I thought was really a remarkably clear possibility of what maybe a mistaken incident could have occurred. There's a guy that had eerily similar appearance to Judge Kavanaugh back when they were both in high school. Their yearbook photos look almost exactly alike. And he was a friend, and they palled around, and he has a house that's close by. And if you look at all of the little things that Ed rolled out, there's a possibility that this, she could be telling the truth. And if she is, she needs to be able to be heard. But it's also very conceivable that he is 100% telling the truth as well. And that, without those corroborating evidence that you were just talking about, is what we cannot allow to tear him down. And Kaylee, at the end of the day, we know that the Supreme Court fight is what the election of 2016 was really all about.
Absolutely, and it's very clear that these are delay tactics because, you know, this was anonymous. All of a sudden, the names are revealed days before the vote. Then Monday, the attorneys for the accuser come out and say she'll do whatever it takes to speak. She will testify. She wants to be out there. Here we are 5 days later with all these new outrageous demands saying we can't testify Monday. Let's make it Thursday. Enough is enough. This man's name has been smeared. He deserves the right to stand before the nation and say, I am innocent and here is my story. And Monday, that needs to happen. And I do hope Republicans stand tough on this. They've been over backwards. Make sure she has a platform. Now allow Judge Kavanaugh the same respect and allow him to share his story and clear his name.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. So my hunch is that hearing happens on Monday. My hunch is she doesn't show. My hunch is he's confirmed next week. And the nation can then move on to that very important issue of getting this election in November cared for. Kaylee McEnany, always appreciate your insights, lady. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Make sure you see her on Fox and CNN, everywhere else she's often making those appearances at, and making such a good common sense case for the truth in today's society. Kaylee McEnany with us every Friday here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming right back, lots more straight ahead from the Greater New York Chamber Business Fair today.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies and 70 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. A double track project on the LIRR designed to cut down on delays is now complete, way ahead of schedule. Here's Lisa G with more.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says the project is more than a year ahead of schedule.
We will be seeing the impacts of this work, of what we're opening here today, for decades to come.
Crews have been laying down 13 miles of brand new second track between Farmingdale and Ronkonkoma. The $500 million project is also expected to ease congestion and add some service. It also includes a new signal system and new third rail electrical systems that will power the new track's trains. Lisa G, NBC News Radio, New York.
Bergen County, New Jersey Sheriff Michael Saldino is resigning amid uproar over racially insensitive and homophobic comments he made on an audio recording. Here's James Flippin with the story.
Bergen County Sheriff Michael Saldino has acknowledged it was his voice on a recording that referenced letting blacks smoke marijuana regarding legalizing weed. In one remark, Saldino claimed Governor Murphy had alternate motives behind appointing Gurbier Graywall, who practices Sikhism and wears a turban, as Attorney General.
He didn't do that to help Bergen County. He did that because of the turban.
A possibly homophobic remark regarding Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver.
Is she gay? Because she's never been married. Yeah? No.
A sit-in had been planned at the jail in Hackensack. Friday afternoon saw Dino announcing his intention to resign. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
In sports, Yankees host the Orioles. The Mets are in Washington and take on the Nationals. Taking a look at the traffic on a Friday. Outbound Holland Tunnel, 45 minutes, 20 on the city-bound side. 30 to 40 out at Lincoln, 45 on the city-bound side. Clouds tonight with a shower or two, likely overnight, low 66. Morning showers tomorrow, then sunshine in the afternoon, high 75, and partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 73. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. And it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's 3 layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus 2 free pillows when you call. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. Use promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. That's 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 21st through the 24th. You heard right, 40% off paints and stains. With colors like Vanity Pink and Library Pewter, we've got the perfect paint for your DIY project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and talk to our experts today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, as we just heard from Kayleigh McEnany, these elections coming up in less than 60 days now. I mean, we are so close. I can't believe that the midterm is already here. It seems like that Trump just won the election like a couple of days ago. But here we are on the doorstep, and there's so much still continuing to break every single day. And that's one of the reasons why we're not just talking to the politicians that are running for the races of Decision 18, but we're also talking to those that are reporting on it and those that are telling us the untold story in many respect. And that's one of the reasons why I turned to Brooke Singman over at FoxNews.com. She's their chief political reporter, and she's doing such a great job. If you're not reading her, you should be. In fact, I think you should just go to Google and like insert her name for a Google search with the tag Fox News, and then you'll have stuff delivered to your inbox every morning that she's writing about, and you'll be more up to speed than most people. But Brooke, having lavished all that praise on you, please don't remember 40 years later as something that was some sort of insult or something. Please just please be nice to me. If you ever come up with an accusation against me, accuse me of being nice to you, please.
He just was so nice to me. How are you? Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Yeah, as always. So you filed a story yesterday about a Yale law professor who, by the way, some of Kavanaugh's biggest defense has come from the community of Yale law. There's been Democratic Yale lawyers that have come forward and said he's a great nominee. You really should have him on the court. But this involves a different Yale law professor, and it involves someone saying that she said something that she didn't say, and it's part of this narrative that that I think some people were trying to sell that, that this is an out of control kind of guy with the women. Tell us what the story is.
All right. So The Guardian, which is a news outlet, reported an article yesterday that Yale law professor Amy Chua had told a lot of students, especially female students, that Brett Kavanaugh only had law clerks who, quote unquote, looked like models, and said that according to these sources to The Guardian, apparently this professor said that it was, quote unquote, no accident that they looked like models. And this is coming from former Yale students. I got in touch with someone who represented Amy Chua, and the interesting thing about this is Amy Chua's daughter is a clerk for Judge Kavanaugh, and she denied the claim, saying that Kavanaugh's only, quote-unquote, litmus test when hiring has been excellence. That's what she said. She said he only hires the most qualified clerks, and they have all been diverse. I think Judge Kavanaugh has had, I believe, 48, I think it was 48 law clerks in his time in his chambers, and 25 of those have been women, and the rest have been men. So she's denied those claims through her spokesperson to me. And the interesting thing was, it was kind of a confusing article at first. It looked at first glance like this professor was making allegations against Kavanaugh, but instead it seems that these students were making an allegation against this professor,
right.
who clarified those
but it
comments
does feed,
yesterday.
It does feed that story. It feeds the what whoever was planning that story was actually trying to feed that narrative of saying that Brett Kavanaugh is not the Boy Scout that he claims to be. And here's another example. He only hires good-looking female law clerks. And the real shame of that, Brooke, is it like a lot of the rest of his story, it seems to undermine the truth about Kavanaugh, which
it
is that...
It attempts to,
yeah. And again, you're a reporter, and you're always much more particular about your words than I am, which I should learn from. But anyway, what it attempts to do is to say that that he does that. And what is not told then, the opposite is not told, which is that he hires the best of the best. He gets them into, some of them have gone on to clerk for the Supreme Court and other very high, esteemed positions. And at the end of the day, all of his good that's being done is trying to be undermined by yet another what appears to be false story.
I mean, Chua even endorsed Kavanaugh upon when President Trump nominated him to the bench. And she wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal saying that Kavanaugh was a quote-unquote mentor to women.
Right.
And you know what? These are accounts coming from people that know him. I mean, we had last week 65 women that knew Kavanaugh in high school and still know him today, and they all have defended his character. They all called him a good person. And, you do have to raise the question, and this is not me sharing my opinion in any way, but if Democrats have this letter of Ms. Dr. Ford's accusations all the way back in June, why did they wait until now? I would not be doing my job if I wasn't asking the question of whether or not that was a political move. So I think we really do have to wait and see how all of this plays out. But I think right now it appears that the Senate Republicans on the Judiciary Committee have come up with some sort of counteroffer with Dr. Ford. They had invited her to testify, whether before the committee in public, in private, over the phone, whatever. Was most comfortable for her. She had demanded an FBI investigation into the allegations first, which the FBI is not going to do because there is no allegations of a federal crime.
Right.
But apparently what I see now is they're working out some sort of time, I think next week, maybe Wednesday, it appears, for Ford to meet with the committee. So we will see what happens with that. Obviously, this is ever-changing and kind of a fluid situation every day.
And it's one of the reasons why you got to read her at FoxNews.com. Her name is Brooke Singman, and she is one of the very best at what she does, a political reporter for FoxNews.com. And, Brooke, as always, it is our pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we continue live from the business fair for the New York Greater Chamber. Chez Ciccone, old friend, big healthcare guy, is going to stop by next. And I've also got some interesting thoughts on what's going on with Google before we're done. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Don't gamble with the security and well-being of your family. Get a complimentary life insurance checkup with Brooklyn Allstate agent Dominic Mucci. Call 718-362-3550. That's 718-362-3550. 718-362-3550.
Don't miss the next Salem Business Breakfast on Thursday, October 11th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Join Joe Piscopo and the AM 970 morning team for a live broadcast along with a delicious breakfast. Then learn how to build great business relationships during our panel discussions with Steve Adubato, featuring Mitchell Modell of Modell Sporting Goods and Joan Herman, host of Conversations with Joan. Register for your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on October 11th at AM970TheAnswer.com.
In an accident, think Bramnick. Free phone consultations. Accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. Bramnick lawyers handle a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, call Bramnick. 1-877-423-4878.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When was the last time you walked into a bank and someone personally greeted you? You know, most banks have tellers waiting behind plexiglass for you to approach them. Empire State Bank, however, prides itself on being different, creating a personal and memorable experience from the moment you walk in. Empire State Bank has no plexiglass. Instead, they introduced pods in place of teller stations where a service associate can meet you and assist with your needs from opening an account to learning how to use the mobile banking app better. CEO Phil Guarneri knows you have to invest in the best people, train them differently, and make sure they love their jobs. Not only do you get wonderful employees, but very satisfied customers. It's a simple concept that the big banks just overlook. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience like you do at Empire State Bank. They take your business personally. With locations in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the Lower Hudson Valley, experience it for yourself. Empire State Bank. Call 833-393-7700 or visit esbna.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I recommend this to every single person. I just cannot get over it. And, you know, I had put off, you know, the guidance that you guys offer. And I tell my students, you know, I have adult students. Yesterday when someone called from Balance of Nature during my art class on Wednesday morning, you know, they hear me talking to you guys. And, you know, when I got off the phone, I said, listen to how pleasant that lady was, you know. I don't hesitate to call Balance of Nature because everyone you speak to is so nice to you.
For a limited time, use discount code THEANSWER to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Look around.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we have continued our broadcast all day today from the Greater Chamber of New York, and we're grateful to be at their business fair today. You've heard a lot of great stories. I'm really excited to sit and talk with my next guy because while he was an advertiser for quite a while, he's kind of disappeared, but now he's kind of reemerged into the picture, and I've always had a good time when sitting with Chaz Ciccone, and whether it's talking about good food in Manhattan, or healthcare, or politics, or Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, we've always had a good time, Chaz. Welcome
Kevin,
back.
It's good to see you, my friend. Yeah. Deborah says hello, too.
Well, give her my best, and my lovely bride really enjoyed that night that you treated us to dinner. Let me, real quickly, the elevator pitch, RX card, it's so simple. It saves you tons of money on prescriptions, and people want to get it. Where do they go?
New York RX card is newyorkrxcard.com or nyrxcard.com or toll-free 800-931-2297. It's a statewide free prescription discount card. You simply take the card to your favorite pharmacy, present it at the point of sale, get a discount.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And if you're listening to us literally anywhere in the country, you can call that number, and if there's a card available in the same program, you supply them there too.
Actually, we'll send you a New York card. It works nationwide.
Yeah. So here's the interesting thing. I wanted to make sure we got that in there because I've got a lot I want to talk to you about. You and I haven't sat down face-to-face since Trump came into office.
Correct.
And I'm curious on the, because you do a lot of chamber events across the country.
That is true.
What is the temperature like for the small business atmosphere in America right now from the places you're going and the people you're talking to since the deregulations and the tax reform policies have kicked in?
It's an inferno. I mean, everything is on fire. People are loving it. The attitude, the confidence, it's off the chart right now, and it's happening in a short period of time.
Well, even in liberal New York City, here we are, midtown, midday, today, all day today, the broadcast going on, and you're looking at 3,000 business owners that are turning out to do more business with each other.
On here, a Friday afternoon.
Here in liberal New York, so even in really blue places, those policies have really helped.
You mean it wasn't Barack Obama that did that?
Oh, Chaz, going to get me in trouble. Why... Do you think the deregulations or the tax reform helped more?
I think it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
It's a combination of both. Getting rid of the individual mandate as well has helped our business, actually. There's less confusion out there. People are understanding, hey,
right.
Not everything is free. We need to do something. How can we help? What's going on? So, yeah, I think a combination of a lot is just helping the business community expand and grow and look at new opportunities. It's a fabulous, wonderful feeling
so
right now.
So what do you think, what kind of impact do you think the small business community is going to then make on this year's midterms? Because obviously if the Democrats take the House, there's a lot of possibility that they'll try to stop, stall, or reinstitute everything from Obamacare to regulations. And not that they have the power to, but it will definitely try to slow down Trump wants to do.
It will slow it down. If you do not get out and vote Republican, it's going to slow businesses down. It's going to they want to roll back the tax cuts. I mean, the tax cuts have helped a lot of people. It might be crumbs to some of the big politicians, but it's not crumbs to the average American.
It's not crumbs to me.
No, it's not me either.
$2,000 a year, you got kids in three different schools, and you're going, whoa,
yes.
That's not crumbs, Nancy.
Yes.
It's not crumbs. What do you think the future looks like for the healthcare scenario in America? I mean, obviously you've got the mandate undone, so to some degree the teeth is out of Obamacare, but you still need to come up with some sort of replacement, and there needs to be, I think, maybe more private sector involvement.
I would love.
Have they destroyed the insurance industry completely?
Well, I would love to get back to getting the politics out of healthcare. You know, like auto insurance, you can pick and choose. You can buy across state lines. I'd like to see some type of a cafeteria plan, if you will, where you can pick and choose the coverage as you want. I think that would be the most cost-effective type policies to institute and introduce nationwide.
Right.
Where if, you know, I'm young, I want maybe something for catastrophic and or an accident. As I get older, family, you know, maybe a doctor deductible. I'm 54 years old next week. I'm considered myself extremely healthy. I rarely ever go to the doctor. So personally, I'd like to just have something for a serious illness, heart attack, stroke,
right.
Cancer.
Right.
I don't need something for doctor visits. I don't go to the doctor. I've got the insurance for it. So I would love to be able to pick and choose. Like you can with your auto insurance, you can pick your deductible. You can pick whether you want a 10,000 or 25,000 or 100,000 coverage on your car.
Well, and the truth is most people don't get those old comprehensive car insurance policies anymore because they don't need a car insurance policy to change a spark plug.
Exactly.
A lot of people have figured out how to do that on their own.
Exactly. And if you've got two cars within your family, you really don't need renter's insurance because you can borrow the other car, you can drive the other car.
Well, that's true. I hadn't even thought about that. Well, so you're pretty politically connected. What do you think the timeline is on whether or not, is once we get past midterms, if we hold the House and Senate, do you think Trump unloads a health care plan? Are we going to get movement on that action in some regard?
I hope so. I hope so. I would love for the Democrats just to allow the president to be the president for 2 or 3 months, and let's see what happens. Let's stop all the negativity. Let's stop all the roadblocks. Let's stop all the games and the circus, and let him be president for 2 months, maybe 3 months, and let's just see what can get done.
Yeah.
He's done more things in career than any other presidents before him. He was really handed a horrible, horrible sinking economy. We've exploded. Let him be president. Just give him 3 months. If you don't like it, well, then go back to your antics and your games and in your circus.
What's really interesting is that he's done more in his first 2 years than the last three or four that got two full terms.
And to be honest, Kevin, unbeknownst to you and I, we weren't big Trump supporters in the beginning, but I think we've jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, no, well, and I think so. And I'm glad to see even the Cruz camp say, yeah, this is our guy, and we're supporting him.
Amen to that.
And thankfully that the president has a short enough memory, he's going to go to Texas and help Ted hold that Senate seat, because we need to expand the support in the Senate as well.
Well, he knows where his business is. Yeah. I mean,
Cruz going to win?
Oh, yes.
You're the Texan.
Yeah. Cruz will win.
I saw the new poll. He's up 10 points now, and they thought it had narrowed closer than that. I said weeks ago, Cruz is going to win a landslide. It's not. Don't even pay attention to the polls. It's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Chaz Ciccone, New York RX Card, nyrxcard.com. Thanks for stopping by.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
It's always fun to have you. And we're coming right back live from the business fair of the Greater Chamber of New York. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a Friday evening, and I know a lot of you want to get out of the city and head back to New Jersey tonight. So let's start at the Hudson River Crossings, where we unfortunately have a 45-minute jam at both the outbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels. And the Lincoln Tunnel about 45 on the inbound side as well. Only 15 at the Holland inbound. And the GW Bridge about 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. Now in New Jersey, we have troubles here in Phillipsburg on 22 westbound right near 78. There's an accident. All lanes are subject to closure. Also a crash in North Brunswick on 27 southbound near Bennett's Lane. 18 southbound at Piscataway, there's an accident on the off-ramp to River Road. That's causing some stop and go. And the parkway, still a real rough ride southbound from Clifton, basically down to Woodbridge, from 154 right down towards exit 129. Northbound, we're slow from 137 up through the Union tolls up towards exit 150. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway slows from the 50s to the George Washington Bridge. FDR northbound slows from the 20s up to the George Washington Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Riding a Ski-Doo snowmobile is an experience unlike any other. With the extreme power of Rotax engine technologies and the agility and handling of the revolutionary Rev Gen 4 platform, every wide-open straightaway or tight twisting corner becomes your chance to experience what we call that Ski-Doo feeling. Visit your local BRP dealer and save up to $1,500 on select 2018 models during the Yellow Tag Sales Event. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Sports gambling can be fun for most people, but for others, it can quickly become a problem with devastating effects. A preoccupation with gambling may cause some people to risk more than just money. They may be gambling away their health, their relationships, their happiness, and their family's future. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by calling the confidential 1-800-GAMBLER helpline online at 800-GAMBLER.org. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So very glad to have been with you today. And a big thanks to the New York Greater Chamber as they have made us feel quite welcome. They AM 970 had the whole big corner of the main floor to ourselves, and thanks to Stu Anglicky and the morning team and everybody else that was here, because getting to be here is a lot of work, and coming on out is a lot of fun. Now, having said that, thanks to Kaylee McEnany and Brooke Singman and Chaz Ciccone and others that stopped by, here's the thing that that I want to make sure that we get to. There's another big story today that I didn't have a chance to really go off on, but it involves one of the largest internet properties on planet Earth, Google. And what the news has just come across is that Google is in now a new spotlight because they have internal emails showing conversations between employees highlighting a desire to manipulate search results. This on the heels of President Trump's controversial travel ban in order to mute conservative viewpoints and push ways to combat the ban. So just to be clear, when the president got elected by the voters of the United States in 30 of 50 states, an overwhelming landslide of a victory for the Trump administration, when he got elected, what they went to work trying to do right away, and by say they, the resistance, was within the halls of government. We just talked with Project Veritas yesterday, and there were all these bureaucrats entrenched in places in the different departments, DOJ, FBI, State Department, etc., that immediately began to slow walk and kind of work against the president in every way. And we know that the former administration had a lot of people that were sympathetic to this and had kind of done that. And we also know that Google spent a lot of time with the former administration, getting very friendly and making things very cozy for them. Now we know that not only did the previous administration try to walk back and slow down and resist, not only did the bureaucrats that were kept in power, but their partners in the commercial space were as well, because Google is now being highlighted for having decided to work against the interest of the public prejudiced way, discern viewpoints, and prevent conservative ones from being allowed to get more airspace in their fly zone online. Friends, it's a miracle that the president has gotten done what he's gotten done, and the more that we see the nastiness of the swamp, the more of a miracle that that is. And if Google did something illegal, they need to pay the price for this. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next time.
AM 970, The Answer.